Speaking at a major investment conference in the Russian resort city of Sochi, Prime Minister Putin said his country should be open to foreign investments, just as other nations should be open to Russian capital. Mr. Putin said this would make everyone mutually more dependent and guard against any abrupt actions. He added it would also unite the world's business community.
Наши базовые идеологические подходы остаются неизменными.
The Prime Minister says Russia's basic ideological approaches remain constant, with an emphasis on private initiative, entrepreneurial freedom, as well as openness and rational integration into the global economy. He adds that Moscow sees any attempt to pull Russia back into the Cold War as nothing less than a direct threat to its modernization. The Russian financial market has suffered precipitous declines this year, with some indexes falling more than 50%. The conflict in Georgia compounded the country's financial woes, as investors pulled more than $35 billion out of Russia since the onset of hostilities last month. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said in Washington Thursday that Russia has paid a steep cost for its aggressive behavior in Georgia.
Russia's invasion of Georgia has achieved, and will achieve, no enduring strategic objective. And our strategic goal now is to make clear to Russia's leaders that their choices could put Russia on a one-way path to self-imposed isolation and international irrelevance.
Secretary Rice added that Kremlin leaders are becoming increasingly authoritarian, intimidating Russia's neighbors, using energy as a political weapon, and persecuting domestic journalists, dissidents, and others to the detriment of Russia itself. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev hinted at a rebuttal Friday, telling a Kremlin meeting that his country will not bend to outside pressure.
Никакие новые внешние обстоятельства.
Mr. Medvedev says no external circumstances, much less outside pressure on Russia, will change the country's strategic aim to build a free, progressive, and democratic state and society. The Russian leader says his country will consistently modernize its national security structure and army, and will raise its defense capability to a proper level. Anton Strogachevsky, a financial analyst at Russia's Troika Dialogue Investment Company, told VOA that Russian and American officials are representing the interests of their countries in a political debate. Nonetheless, he says the loss of investment capital is unpleasant and could change the way Russia develops. Strogachevsky says there will inevitably be higher interest rates, which will probably slow growth of the money supply and reduce inflation. This, he says, will lead to slower economic growth and change the quality of that growth as investors become more measured in the use of their money. Russian markets reopened Friday following a two-day suspension to stop wholesale loss of stock values. Prices leap upward Friday following the suspension and a multi-billion dollar government support package to increase investor confidence and market liquidity. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.